Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Your name. I've forgotten your name. I've seen you, but I don't know your name.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
We have business to discuss.
ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? We don't know how we're doing, but we're here. So we're good, we think. Nick is somewhere on his way into the studio. We appreciate Tyler hanging in. It's Barry. It's Joel. It's a Thursday.
Oh, you're starting that again?
No, I can't get rid of that. I don't know what the hell that is. If it's an allergy or if it's getting over some kind of a cold flu thing, but it's been bothering the hell out of me for days.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know. But I'm trying not to make it inevitably obvious on the air, but inevitably it's coming back.
So. Yeah, because you'll be like, yeah, and then I think 10 Giles. It's like, what was that?
Sounds like you're laughing in the middle of my segment.
Right.
I'm just like, I got to stop that.
My snagglepuss laugh. That's right. Good. Anything special? I saw like last night you were saying you were off the grid. Was there something special going on?
We just got a lot of stuff going on at the house right now. And so it's just one of those things where sometimes you put your phone down and then I look around going, I don't even know where I put it down.
Oh, really?
Between the dogs and Taylor and trying to get Lisa, you know, back on the right sleeping regimen. I'm like, yeah. And then I pick it up and it's like midnight. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting back to anybody now. I'm going to bed.
Right. Yeah, well, that makes sense. It was pretty cool. Yesterday I went and hung out with my foster brother's kid.
Oh, yeah.
And got to play ball with him, Josiah. It was fun, man. He's 11 years old, and he's at that point where he's learning sports and learning. And I'm the wrong person to be teaching anybody basketball, but it was cool just to kind of hang out and, you know, show him the ropes. Because his dad was a basketball junkie.
I remember all the times you referenced that you guys used to go hoop.
Oh, my God. His dad loved basketball. So it was cool to be able to tell him stories about his dad and how he played. Because he was kind of worried. He was like, man, I don't know. I don't want to suck. And I was like, well, your dad used to do this. And he used to practice all the time. And it was his. So it was chill. It was a good time. I'm glad I got to get out there.
But that's very cool.
I tell
you
what, though. I bring that up to tell you, oh, my God, Joel. I'm so out of shape. I could not play basketball with an 11-year-old. I thought I was going to die.
Half court?
Yeah. And it was one game to 11, and then a game of horse, and I thought I was going to die. And I ran 2 miles on Tuesday. Yeah. I've lifted weights, but that was part of the problem is lifting. I'm still sore. I can't even, like, scratch my face. I have to take a different route to it. But... Yeah,
I don't know what that route consists of.
I don't know, but like instead of just coming straight and then flexing the tricep, I have to like sneak up on it another way. It's really weird, but dude, this is painful. This getting 44 and getting older sucks.
I still think it's just,
like I don't know how you go and run hoops like on the Saturday. You run full court with
for
dudes.
A couple hours. Yeah. Oh, you know, dude. By the way, guess who showed up last week? Jerry!
Oh, did he?
Yeah, Jerry showed up. Nice. I invited him to play. He showed up. He played. He actually played fairly well.
Does he have, like, special rec specs that cover his eyebrows so they don't get damaged?
No.
No?
No, but he came in all primped up and he came in with like a Jordan shirt that said "Be the best."
Oh my God! Yeah, I can only imagine. Okay. And it was pressed and ironed, and it had creases on the top of the sleeves, and his basketball shorts probably had creases in them.
Well, and then you know we do play.
It's like, oh, I get them laundered.
We all know each other, but we obviously want to win games. And Jerry's like he is on the air. Jerry's like the guy guarding him, and he's just like, well, you know, I just did
talking
it.
Trash.
And the guy's like, just play, man, just play. So
was he talking trash or was he just chatty?
No, he was just chatty.
He was just, okay, so he wasn't a trash talker. He's just a chatty Cathy.
He's a Dennis Rodman, though. He rebounds his tail off.
He does.
Yeah, so he played hard, but again.
So he's like me.
He
does
also,
the dirty work.
Why, because he bowed out early?
I didn't like, bow out early.
He played about three games or so, and we're waiting to play the next game, and I look, gym bags over the shoulder, balls under his arm. He's like, see you, fellas. I'm like, you're done? That's it? He's like, I got to take a nap. I got things to do. I'm like, okay. All right,
oh, you're talking about with the kid. I thought you meant when we played Team Fat versus Team Fit. I didn't bow out early there.
No.
I even played through the injury.
Yeah. I don't know what that injury was, but
the pinky toe. Remember?
Oh,
my
that's
pinky
right.
toe was
that's
literally
right.
coming apart at the seams.
Yep. That's
injury.
Right.
Injury.
It was an injury, dude. There was blood involved. That
Just
was
because
serious
you could
business.
See it on your sock, dude.
Yeah.
It was the bloody sock.
I was the Kurt Schilling of the rec league basketball between Team Fat and Team Fit. I persevered for our team.
The dot of blood was like half a centimeter.
It was
like a
huge.
Millimeter.
I'm surprised I wasn't weaker from all the blood loss. It looked like a scene out of a horror movie in my shoe.
You should have been weaker because of the oxygen loss. Because with playing against those guys and all the oxygen they took, it was like being in the cave with all those soccer kids trying to get them out and worried about the air. That's what you should have been worried about.
But yesterday in that, because there's a basketball, there's a court at an elementary school like behind the house. Mm-hmm. So that's where we went. So it wasn't like indoors.
Okay.
This was outside in the heat, but the goal we were playing on was still in the shade. But good Lord, it felt like it was 150 degrees out there. It was like I might as well be playing like in a like an easy bake oven or something. It was so hot.
I gave in. Like I
Did
used
you,
to. I,
so you only no, run indoors now or what?
Well, I'm starting on our treadmills because I walk the dogs in the morning and I used to have the hat on and the t-shirt and everything like that. And I'm like, you know what? Screw that. I'm just wearing a tank top and I'm going because it is so excruciating. If you get to 10 o'clock and I haven't walked those dogs yet, I just realized by the time I get back to the house, Lisa's always looks at me like, did you just run? I go, no, I just took the animals to the park to let him run.
Yeah.
And basically it's roasting and the fact that we walk, you know, a good distance. I'm like, come. And then today, this is the second time this week, which pisses me off. We don't use tennis balls. We use these balls you get at Petco they're called Chuckets, but they're a little heavier. They're really solid rubber. They got something to them. They, you know, the dogs can't rip them apart and whatever. So I've had the same two for a long time. They're $10 a ball. So I mean, I'm gonna be frugal with them, but I'm glad we've had them for a while. And I was thinking about it the other day. So I let you know a really long throw go, and my Husky Mix is just beating down on it, and kind of does one of those who did it, the Kyle Tucker in the outfield, where they get a glove on it, but it pops up in the air.
Yeah.
So he noses it over someone's fence.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, you got to be kidding me. Because I can't get back. I can't jump the fence. And in these neighborhoods, the security systems that I think that they have, I'm not messing with.
Right.
Based on what the people in the houses look like, let's just leave it there. But I'm like, okay, so that one's gone. So I break out another one the next day. The craziest thing is I got one dog's chasing one. The other one's got one in its mouth. Next thing I know, I turn around, can't find it. I'm like, okay, it's orange and blue. It's got to show up. And the field that I take them to is about 200 yards, 250 yards long. No, it got to be, and it's now it's like, now I'm pissed off. I'm like, I'm not losing this ball, two balls in a week. So I had to walk them home and then run back to the park and then walk and like cover every distance of the park till I found the second ball because I was like, I'm on a mission.
I'm sorry your life is so rough.
And it just sucks. It's just boring. Nick has the exciting single life, but I mean, I'm just like, way I'm losing this. I'm not losing two of these Chuckets in a week.
This is the things you get passionately upset about is losing Chuckets.
Yeah. Oh, the same dog lost its collar in the middle of running around the other day. And I'm like, it's a blue collar with like silver glow-in-the-dark bones on it. It has to be here somewhere. It took me an extra 20 minutes scaling, just covering every bit of the park. That's what my life has become.
So where were you, Nick?
I was just down the street. I mean, down the hall. I just didn't feel like showing up.
Uh-huh. And you're just hanging out?
Yeah, I was on the second floor of the parking lot.
Were you taking a nap in the car?
No, I can't do that. I can't sit upright and take a nap in the car. I can't sleep on planes. Can't do that.
Really? You can't fall asleep sitting up?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I have to be up for like 3 days straight for me
so
to pass out.
So you've never slept like on that. A plane?
Yeah, I was going to say, I used to be like that where I couldn't sleep on a plane sitting up, but now I've gotten used to it.
Even when I fly internationally and I've flown pretty long flights.
Yeah?
I don't fall asleep.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's terrible.
Yeah. The only reason I sleep on the plane is because so many people fart on airplanes, which is the worst. Like, why?
What do you think is going to happen when you're on a flight for 13 hours and there's two meals and snacks and drinks? Oh.
And limited bathroom space.
Goodness gracious. I'll never go overseas.
13 hours
I didn't
in the
even
air.
Think about that.
Oh, I went
I
to
can't
China.
Even stand when someone farts on the way to Vegas.
The worst thing is international food now is like on the airplane is like way better than what it used to be.
Oh.
Like it's actually really good food. So people consume the food. Like they're hungry.
See,
I did China. That's 18 minimum each way. Oh my God.
See, that's the thing is I sit there and I start having a panic attack because I picture myself breathing in this fart. This person's
brown dust.
Butt air. Wow. And I'm just like, really? That's going in my lungs? It was just in their butt. What is going on? And then I start having these attacks. So I'm just like, if I'm asleep, I don't think about it. I need to start being like some people and just wear a mask on the plane. Like just a weirdo, but who cares?
That's like those guys at the gym that wear those limiter H2
O2 those
limiters.
Breathing masks. Yeah. Which, by the way, totally the science weird. Behind them.
You're not an Olympian. Just drop
garbage.
Okay?
Those don't work. But I would get one like that. They have the filters like for when you paint a room and you wear one of those masks. I would get one of those
for a 13-hour flight. You
yeah,
get one of those.
Yeah,
I wear one.
I would. In fact, I think about starting to do that when
Why don't
I fly.
You bring your own bubble while you're at it and just set up shop.
I'm not opposed to that.
Jeez. Dude, speaking of that though, Nick, when you asked if Nick was sleeping in the car, did you hear? But Lisa's the one that found this story that I think it was in Newark, New Jersey, a 39-year-old woman. And her 56-year-old mechanic/lover were in the garage doing it. They left the engine on and the garage door shut, and they both died, and her husband found them.
Oh.
She was exchanging sex for mechanical work.
For Mr. Goodwrench?
And that's what I read, is that they were bartering.
That happens.
Really believe that?
That...
Absolutely
mechanics
happens.
Will give free work to get some ass? Absolutely.
That absolutely
you've done happens. That?
I mean, I've witnessed it.
Oh, okay. I was just checking.
You witnessed the actual sex or just the proposition?
I've seen someone you know, too, very well, repair somebody for a side chick.
Really?
Joel knows, yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I'm not following
and
the details.
Yeah, paid my dad to repair air conditioning on a Beamer. And it was a big bill. It was like $2,000. I'm not even lying. And it happens a lot.
Wow.
It happens a lot. So there's a guy who's
Barry's
a husband.
Like,
He's got a wife, but he's fixing the car of his side chicks. He's fixing
chick's
car.
I'm talking about the actual mechanic. Like this lady
said.
Yeah,
I've seen that too.
I'll have sex with you if you do the car repairs and don't charge me.
Yeah.
And that's why they were banging
with
in the garage.
Ugly ass mechanics.
Yeah, they were banging in the garage. And then died because of the exhaust fumes.
I've never heard of that where the husband had to go and find.
Well, yeah, usually someone cracks a window or something. That's just stupid.
I'm not going to throw it out there completely.
You don't want to say they deserved it, but that's Darwin's theory at work.
But you feel bad for the guy. I mean,
which guy?
The husband,
not the mechanic.
The husband.
He died happy.
One, he finds out that his wife's been cheating on him, and two, by the way, she's dead now too.
Well.
Maybe the car didn't get fixed. You don't know. Maybe you still get a bill.
I think for me, that would be the worst. Because if I find out that my wife was cheating on me and she happened to pass during the incident, I mean, I'm like, oh, well, that's justice, really. I mean, that's kind of. But I'm pissed because the car still needs to be repaired.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the bad part of the story if you're the husband. Not finding them cheating because it fixed itself.
Have y'all ever been running at Memorial Park?
Yeah, I've been running before you.
So there's a guy that we used to call Marathon Jesus that runs Memorial Park. I don't know if you've ever seen him. He runs in just the smallest running shorts. He's got the Fabio hair. He's tan, and he just looks like he could run 86 laps around. But the the legend is that he is a River Oaks mechanic that is pretty good on the service side. That was the rumor that I heard around Memorial Park. So, yeah, watch out for Marathon Jesus, especially when you take your car to a filling station. All right, we're going to continue to roll on, but we do have the open lines if you want to reach us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call or text. You can hit us up on Twitter, at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Speaking of cars, if you've got a car laying around and there's no mechanic in the world to fix it, you want to get rid of it, and or it may be a car that was damaged in the hurricane, whether it was insured or not, it's still sitting there collecting rust and dust in your driveway or your yard, and you want to get rid of it, and you don't want to pay for a tow truck, well, I've got a solution for you. All you do is pick up the phone. You call 713-225-4226. You log on to, or you can log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with a tow truck. They take it away. They do the paperwork. They give you a nice tax deduction. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. You also get a $50 gift card, and that's where the process really begins, because your donations become resources for kids trying to get a second chance at an education. That means things that drive them crazy during the course of the day and prevent them from focusing 100% on the books, like being hungry, like not having a ride to school, like not being able to read the books because you need glasses, or not being able to afford the books that you need for a certain class. Those things are all taken care of based on your donations. If you donate and those resources are provided, now kids get eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, warm meals, and they focus on their books and they get their degree. It's a great program, and it all stays right here in Houston. So if you have something that you think you might be able to donate and you're considering it, give them a call. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, Nick, Barry, Joel, Thursday, here in the big studio. Astros day game against the A's after a bit of a debacle last night. Wasn't pretty from the get-go. McCullers didn't have his good stuff, and the A's took full advantage. A's are not a bad team now.
No, they're, there were a lot of people's sleeper pick. So that tells you that they had some things working that might surprise some folks, that they, you know, they might sneak into a wild card. I don't think anyone thought that they would win the division. But, right. They were a couple, I saw a couple of people have them as a sleeper pick for, you know, wild card or whatever. So, yeah, they're not terrible. They've got a good young core. Their pitching staff is pretty damn good.
Yeah, better than expected. And the Astros won't see Edwin Jackson, but a journeyman that's been everywhere.
Yeah.
But he's pitching well. Manaya has a no-hitter in the first half of the regular season this year, and he's pitched well. Yeah, they've got some good arms. Their bullpen is better than people. You know, you look at the A's, and you're like, no, they're probably not that deep from a pitching standpoint. But even their bullpen is solid.
Yeah, and it's not bad at all. A couple of people were chiming in on the story about the mechanic.
Yeah.
First, your boy, OU Mike, said, sounds like that lady had a rod knocking under her hood.
God.
And then he followed it up with, I don't know, maybe that, or it sounds to me like she had something going on in the rear end, but it could have been the motor.
I thought he was going lube and filter, but no.
Yo, Adrian said, which one of the Pep Boys was it? I love
that. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's great. So, several people had a good one. God's Green on Twitter said, I'd be pissed if it was a good mechanic. Yeah, you know, you never want to lose a good mechanic. And then Jesse Saldana said, does Texas Can Academy still accept cars if a dead mechanic and a cheating wife are found in it?
Somehow I think they can work something out.
And then lastly, I'm sure this will get us to change the subject, but Eric Resendez, what's up, fellas? Long time no talk. I really thought the guy before y'all was going to have a heart attack on air talking about Carmelo Anthony.
Patrick Creighton.
Yeah. Patrick gets passionate about anything. You could talk to him about the different colors of M&Ms, and he would be so passionate about that.
Did you listen to him on the way in?
No.
He was passionate about the home run derby for two segments at least. just every detail of like who Bregman chose as his bullpen catcher to who, I mean, who's going to throw to him and how important the throwing is and how some guys get overzealous and other, and I'm like, okay.
He was breaking it down.
Oh my God, did he break it down? It was like sports science, like John Brinkus all over again. Sports science meets the home run derby.
Are you going to watch this home run derby?
Because he's participating, I will watch, but I hope there aren't many that are anticipating that.
Because who's participating?
Because, oh, sorry. I mean, everybody knows by now anyway.
Well, he went maybe off not everybody.
It. Well, Alex Bregman was selected last night to be a part of the home run derby. Do I think he's going to win it? No. Do I think because he's an Astro, I'll watch it? Yes.
Here's your lineup. Jesus Aguilar is the number one seed. And they seed it by how many home runs you had at the time of the seedings, I suppose. He's taking on Reese Hoskins, from the Phillies. There's one American leaguer in the whole thing, and it's Alex Bregman. Jesus Aguilar, I'm going to just go in order, one through eight. Jesus Aguilar, Bryce Harper, Max Muncy, Alex Bregman, Kyle Schwarber, Javier Baez, Freddie Freeman, Reese Hoskins. That doesn't really scream home run derby to me.
I was going
to
say, if Bregman wasn't in it, I wouldn't peep that for 2 seconds. I'd look for the SportsCenter highlight on who won.
Here's the problem. Statistically, you would think that you would want the guys with the most home runs in the home run derby. You would want the J.D. Martinez's of the world. You would want the Aaron Judges and the Mike Trouts.
Stanton.
Stanton, Machado, Nelson Cruz. These are guys
Mookie
that
Betts
are
on, that's having the big home run year too?
Betts is up there. Yeah. He's like seventh. But, yeah. I mean, like Machado, you got Nelson Cruz made it as a backup DH, so he's there. Let him be in the home run derby. Now, some of these guys may have said they don't want to, and I get that. But your number one guy he's not doing all that well. He's sixth, tied for sixth in home runs. So you can't even get a top five guy.
And because of the amount of people that check in on baseball periodically or just for the playoffs, guaranteed of the television audience, majority is going to go, who?
Exactly.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, you've got to... You've...
What's his name? Muncy from the Dodgers, who used to be with the A's?
Yeah.
He's not even an all-star, but he's in the home run derby.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My first thought when I saw this lineup was, well, the home run derby has now become the slam dunk contest.
Pretty much.
It's gotten so bad that no one cares about it enough to even want to be in it anymore. There's not enough incentive, or maybe it's just lost its luster. I don't know. Maybe everyone did like Chris Merman and they don't want to do it now that he's not doing his shtick.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I don't either. But I mean, like, you've got, when you look at the top 10, or, you know, in this case, those that are tied for nine as well, but J.D. Martinez, Jose Ramirez, Mike Trout, Francisco Lindor, Aaron Judge, Machado, Nolan Arenado, Aguilar is there at tied for six, but Nelson Cruz, Stanton, Mookie Betts, and then Bryce Harper. So you got two guys in the top 10, but none in the top five. I don't want to see that. And the only reason Bryce Harper is there, I bet you, is because it's in D.C.
No question about it.
And if this was in Toronto, he wouldn't be doing it.
Now here's the thing. I also don't think, like it's everybody that used to say, and even all through growing up, don't play golf when you're playing baseball and vice versa. It'll screw you up. But there's a lot of people that believe that the home run derby has screwed them up in their swing. Judge was the guy last year after he had the huge fall off after the All-Star game.
But he got it back after a month.
Eventually.
That's the thing.
Right. I hope that's not the case. I don't think it should be the case. But if you're Bregman, I mean, I get it. It's a thrill. Just don't go overzealous. To the point where it takes away from one hell of a season you're having.
Yeah, that's the concern. I know Lance Berkman said that it had messed him up a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah. We'll see. Yeah. All right, we're just getting started. So if you want to join the show, something on your mind, you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, and oh, by the way, you can also hit us up on Twitter. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Hey, right now I want to give something away. We've got an opportunity to get a registration to the James Harden Pro Camp coming up July 21st and 22nd. MVP James Harden wants to play ball. This is your opportunity. Win an experience of a lifetime for your kid. It's a free registration to the James Harden Basketball Pro Camp in partnership with Kroger's, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kids grade 1st through 12th will play and learn instructions on basketball fundamentals and fun. Like I said, it goes down Saturday, July 21st and Sunday, July 22nd at the MI3 Center on Ella. For information, you can log on to jameshardencamp.com. But now's your chance, and I don't know who that is, but they're cheating. They clear that board. Now's your chance to win. We'll take caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Good luck. That's a cool thing, man. I might try to get – I was telling you I was playing ball with Josiah. I might try to see about getting him into that. That sounds like fun. And he loves Harden. He wore a Harden jersey because he goes, hey, you know who James Harden is? I was like, yeah, I've heard of him.
Ask Moses' kid. It's going to cost you about $268.
Is it?
No, that's what started that whole feud.
Oh, was that's that right.
When Moses' kid started tweeting about the fact that, yeah.
I need a call. Maybe I can win.
Well, you got a chance. Your cell phone's right there. Give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
See if the intern doesn't even respond to you when I'll he just hangs walk up out on there, you. Hey, you're not the right caller. Click.
What caller am I? Just walk out there and do it? I should.
So before the game today, they just showed on AT&T Sportsnet that all five of the Astros All-Stars were presented with their All-Star jerseys and manager A.J. Hinch. Astros management was on hand. Do you know who gave them the jerseys?
Who?
J.J. Watt. Man. Why?
Attention.
Why?
Attention.
Show me the correlation. How does the NFL guy going to go, hey, guys, job well done. Boy, you ripped the cover of it in the first half.
From one all-star to another.
Give me a break.
No?
No.
Okay.
Are you serious? Sometimes it's a bit much. Just have an Astros legend do it. Have Nolan do it. Have Bish do it. Something like that. You're making the All-Star team and J.J. Watt's giving you the jersey? It's not the Pro Bowl. You're not playing Skills Challenge.
Yeah, it does seem weird with that crossover like that. I wonder
how many Astros jerseys does J.J. Watt have? He probably has like a closet full.
A plethora? You say he had a plethora of jerseys?
I would imagine.
He plays that card to a T.
I'm sure.
You think about it. Every day after practice during the season, he's either wearing an Astros or a Rockets hat. When he goes to Rockets games, he has the Akeem Olajuwon throwback or one of the throwback jerseys in a hat. Seriously, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You're making that much money, you kind of have to play that game.
But here's the thing, though. But here's the thing about the bringing Watt out, because I'm sitting there thinking, why would they do it? Wouldn't you bring out somebody like Harden, though? He just won the MVP. Like, it's not like Watt had an amazing year and won Defensive Player of the Year last year.
Well, Harden, I think, is equally as
But I would bring out weird. Harden because that, I mean, it's weird, but it's like, hey, it's the MVP bringing out the All-Stars and okay.
Yeah.
Like, Watt didn't even play last year, hardly.
I just wouldn't bring out another sport. I would just say, got plenty of multiple All-Stars in your franchise's history. And Nolan's behind home plate every night with Biggio.
Yeah.
Bring him out and go, you know, both of them. Guys, here's your Springer. Here was your second. Congratulations. Bregman, here's your first. Verlander, here's your 93rd. You know, just whatever. But
he's not that old.
I know, but I'm just saying. I mean, to me, that's the honor. Verlander has said he idolizes Nolan anyway. That would have been really cool.
That's a good point.
As opposed to the beard going, hey, I'm really a L.A. fan, but hey, congratulations.
If your kids want to come to my camp, I'll give you a 10% discount.
Yeah.
As somebody texted, too, by the way, they were like, be careful, or ask if you're careful, you might get a discount, but no way you're getting it for free or something like that.
See?
Oh, no, don't complain at the camp or he'll have his boys jump you.
See?
Yeah. Camps, man, there's a lot of money in basketball camps, even if you're even if you're not a James Harden.
Matt Bullard's camp, which is like in its 15th or 16th year out in the Woodlands, sells out
Yeah.
every year.
So this text just came in. My God, suspects. How much good has JJ done to the city? I mean, come on, give him some respect. We've praised JJ Watt on this show. We've given him plenty of respect.
Down, sideways.
This has nothing. One has nothing to do with the other. The fact of the matter is there's no real good tie-in or correlation.
Correct.
Other than the fact that he's a sports star in the city, but there are other ones who were more relevant in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm with you. Like, just this would be the equivalent of bringing in Josh Reddick to give him to JJ Watt or Jose Altuve to give him his Pro Bowl jersey.
Well, I'm thinking from a Rockets tie-in perspective, you're going to have Chris Paul and James Harden getting their All Star jerseys from
Correa.
Yeah, Carlos Correa.
Why? I mean, not that it's a huge deal, but it just, I'm with you, it doesn't make sense. But don't sit there and say that we're disrespecting JJ Watt.
No, it has nothing to do with that, but it's the right match, right? So it's Akeem and or Clyde with the All-Stars for basketball. It's Bij and Nolan and or Baggy in baseball. And in football, I mean, it's a little tougher, but I mean, you could get, who? Who are your Oilers / Andre and Arian?
Which, by the way, I saw him last week, Andre Johnson again.
Yeah.
And I don't know about Arian. Arian had a falling out with the organization.
True. Well, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a big fan of Bob.
But he was a Pro Bowler, right?
He's not
a fan. I'm just going by Pro Bowler.
Yeah, he's not a fan of Bob McNair. But Andre is rocked up still.
He's one of those guys, I don't know if it's genetics or what, but he never leaves the rocked up mode.
So I was like, man, this feels weird. Looking at him.
Oh, I thought you had your hand on his arm or something.
No, because I was sitting on the couch waiting to get my hair cut, and it's just this weird, like, it's it's at the gym. It's at Nine Innovations, which is Arian Foster's gym, and it's just this glass room, and that you look out into the gym, so you're watching people work out. So I'm sitting on the couch waiting, and Andre Johnson's out there working out. He comes in, he's sitting there, he's watching TV, it's whatever, and then he's like, he takes his shirt off, I guess, to change to leave. And I just glanced up because he's standing in front of the glass. And so I kind of had to look at him. And then I started thinking, damn, he's rocked up. And I thought, am I staring? Is this like a weird moment where he's like, what is this weirdo looking at? Like, why? But I was like, damn, man, that dude is still in shape, because it's easy to lose it and quickly, because you know those athletes, how they have to treat their body and how they have to eat. And I told Jay, I was like, dude, Andre was rocked up. He goes, yeah, man. He goes, that'll happen every once in a while where you have to be like, man, you know, there's a phrase that I'm not going to say because it's not politically correct, but he's like, you almost have to like say that before you talk about it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deo Nomo.
Yes, correct.
No, Nomo.
Yes, I'm with you.
But I was like, but it's depressing too, because I'm like, yo, that dude, like, he shouldn't be that built still.
Because he's younger than you, and you're still trying to get in shape. And he's younger than me, probably.
How old is Andre?
He's probably in the early 30s, right?
I want to say.
Not early.
Or mid-30s?
No, he's got to be mid to late, I would think. But boy, and kudos to those guys, because Andre.
This is going
to
shock you.
What?
Because I would have said 35.
Yeah.
32. Maybe.
Yeah.
He's 37.
Oh, okay.
He looks like he's 25.
Yeah. He looks great for his age.
Yeah, I mean, like, honest to God,
for any age, really.
Yeah, if the Texans needed a receiver, he could go play right now.
It's like
just looking at him. Anyways, I mean, I don't know.
It's like we said about Akeem.
Rocked up.
Even a couple years ago when Akeem was working out with Dwight, and we were watching him put him through drills and play one-on-one and show him moves, and obviously it's a little slower, but he still had the glide, the foot movement, the smooth fluidity of every move, and we were like, God, he could probably give you 15 minutes. I asked him, I did a feature on it, and I asked him for TV, what could you do? And he said, I think I could give you 10 and 10. And Dwight Howard, who was being a complete a-hole, goes, no way, you know, Dream could only give you like maybe 2 and 5. And I'm like, dude, he just schooled your ass for like 2 hours. So I would be a little bit hesitant to be bashing on him.
Nick Seacrest said receivers get jacked. They still don't, they still lift, but they don't have to sprint anymore. So you cut out that cardio, and he probably looks better now than he did 5 years ago. That makes sense.
Okay, Nick, that makes sense, but I'm going to tell you that there are enough wide receivers that look like offensive linemen today, and enough offensive defensive linemen that either look like a receiver or look like a hot air balloon today.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with genetics, and I think he's just hashtag blessed, well, let's be honest.
He is hashtag blessed, but he's also probably been, like, he's been working out.
Been maintaining it
since
sure.
high school, right? Sure, like, absolutely. He started because he knew he was going to be able to go to the NFL because he had the skills, so he's always taking care of his body. He's always worked out, as opposed to a guy like me who hasn't.
I mean, look, what's the reputation on Reggie Miller, Joel? Because when I saw him call the Western Conference Finals games, he looked equally as skinny as he did when he played in the NBA.
Yeah, but he's a guy that's never going to be jacked. He's just a skinny guy. But, I mean, I think to Barry's point, Gordie Howe, who played hockey forever, his famous quote was, the best way to stay in shape is never get out of shape. And he said that he, even when he wasn't, when he was in the offseason, he was still working out and skating and doing all the things he was doing. And so he never got out of shape. And you're right. Then your body kind of just falls into that regiment and you don't lose it.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's true. But then I think some of it might be genetics because look at Greg Norman. Dude is, remember the body issue, 63 years old. And he's ripped. Like, it's sad that I'm 44. That dude is almost 20 years older than me.
His abs were ridiculous.
He looks better than I did when I was 30.
And he's a golfer.
Sickening.
He's a golfer. It's not like he's like a, you know, like a big-time physical punishing weight room kind of sport.
Yeah, for a long time, golfers didn't take care of their body.
Right.
I mean, Tiger Woods made it fashionable to go to the gym and
John
work out
Daly,
as a golfer.
By the way, Diet Coke, cigarettes, and fast food. So, yeah, but I'll tell you this. I won't name names, but I know that one former Houston receiver definitely, after playing, went from a speedster burner to about three bills. So I know that there are, that you go the other way. I know
a former
that there
are receivers three bills.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to try to guess who it is.
I can let you guess off air. Yeah, but I'm not gonna call him out on air. But there's a lot of that.
There's a lot of them. Sean Kemp. Look at Sean Kemp. He blew up to like two, three bills.
Did he?
Yeah.
Sean Kemp? I know he got bigger.
He got massive.
I saw him at McGrady's softball tournament when he used to have that, and he was a little bigger, but that sounds like he went off the deep end.
By the time he got to Orlando, could clearly see the gut coming out of that jersey.
Oh, when he was still playing.
Yeah. But I've seen him post-NBA, and he was large.
Because, you know, Sports Illustrated did that whole feature on offensive defensive linemen and how enlarged their hearts get because of all the weight they put on and all the bulk that they're required to have by each team. And they said, when you're done playing, if you don't seriously attack getting your body back to normal, your life expectancy is going to be cut by like a third.
By the way, Marwin's back after a day and a half off. He's back in the lineup, so that's good news. Somebody said, look how jacked Mike Bibby is. Yeah.
That one surprised the hell out of me when I saw the pictures on Twitter of Mike Bibby. That's the first thing. I mean, I'm not making any accusations or anything. First thing I said is, dude has to be taking something.
It reminded me. You've seen that picture of that kangaroo that's all swole, right? That's exactly what it reminded me. I was like, he looks like something. That kangaroo that meme.
He's taking something, but it's okay because he can, right?
Yeah.
And he's in the big three. So I don't know how you don't lose flexibility hooping with that much.
Are they testing for PEDs?
I would say no.
So I said, Andre Johnson is probably PEDs and he'll be suspended 4 games in his retirement because of Roger Goodell is an idiot. You're suspended. I retired. I still won. Like what?
Don't think Roger Goodell's going to look at any past precedents. He just, on the fly, he'll make his decisions. All right, we'll continue to roll on, but I do want to tell you right now about the people at Greater Texan Health. A lot of you are suffering from ED. You've heard the commercials. You've taken the pills. You think you've tried it all. And the ED is just not going away. It's an issue that many men are dealing with, and the people at Greater Texan Health can help. Greater Texan Health is going to meet with you in person, put together a customized plan, help you end your ED today. Right now, they're offering a free confidential exam and testing. All you got to do is pick up the phone. Call 713-554-4915, 713-554-4915, or you can check in on greatertexanhealth.com. Set up an appointment. That exam and that testing is free. And by the way, if their recommendations don't work, you're going to receive a full refund. So all you really have to lose is ED. And they're conveniently located in the medical center over by Energy Stadium. Therefore, they're close to the suburbs, obviously close to downtown and midtown. For a lot of you who work in the metropolitan area, you probably stop over on your lunch break or on your way home after work, in, out, and on your way with a clear recommendation for ending ED. Call them, set up an appointment, 713-554-4915. Log on to greatertexanhealth.com. Greater Texan Health, once a Texan, always a Texan.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Still one first hour of the show. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a Thursday. Setting the table, of course, for F Yeah Friday, like we always do.
Of course. Oh, that reminds me. I got to come up with a comedian for tomorrow. Hmm.
Normally, I remind you with bright red letters.
Yeah, and then I go, morning. Oh, crap, I got to do that.
My buddy just texted me. I was caller five. Well, that wasn't the winner, so
nope.
Thanks for playing.
No.
Nope. He texted you just to tell you that
like
he's caller five?
Like, I needed to know you were caller five. It would have been big if you won, but you didn't.
Justin was like, hey, just to let you know, caller five.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, I just wanted you to know that nothing happened.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, pretty much there's just some minutiae involved in it, but pretty much nothing happened.
In case you didn't know, also the sky is blue.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to call and let you know I didn't get a ticket on the way home. What? Like, okay, that's what normally happens. Barry, was it a black leather couch you were waiting on? And Andre starts taking off his clothes and offered you like $3,000 to $5,000 a week? No, Justin. It was not. It was not a casting couch situation going on at all. After hearing Barry's story, what are the odds that Andre was all confused at why MC Search was there staring him down? I hate you guys. And John Parker wants to know how much of the blame for last night's Astros game was put on Ken Giles. Everybody seemed a little off, both at bat and in the field.
I say none.
Yeah, I'm with you. I say none. You can't walk five guys and put the leadoff man on four innings in a row and expect to have good results. I'd put it squarely on the shoulders of Lance McCullers and his inability to find the strike zone. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, and Josh Rapp was tweeting to both of us last night. You got to him last night. I got to him this morning and was wondering, you know, was weather a factor? Was the roof? I didn't even notice. Was the roof open last night?
I didn't even notice, to be honest.
I didn't notice either, but you could just see that McCullers just, he apologized. Obviously, what a difference a night makes from the FU from Ken Giles to AJ to basically an apology on the mound from McCullers when he got taken out going, my bad, Skip.
Yeah.
I just didn't have it. But he didn't. He was trying to throw his changeup and hit Piscotty. I mean, he just had no control. You look at it, when you talk about when Todd Callis kept hammering home the point, four straight innings without giving up a hit, he put the leadoff guy on with walks and hit batsmen.
That's just wild. Yeah,
you're that not just gonna, shows you. You just don't have it.
Yeah, you got to be able to try and find the strike zone. Five walks in, what, how many innings did he go? He didn't go that long.
It was like five and a third. Or yeah, he took him out in the
four innings.
Okay.
Yeah, four. You can't walk over a batter an inning, give up a home run, four hits, and only strike out one guy and expect to have a good outing. I mean, that's a recipe for disaster.
I completely agree. So, yeah, he just didn't have his good stuff. Look, I like the fact that when it was 6-0, I thought they could have folded up their tents and gone home. But they put two on the board, had plenty of opportunities to get more, finished with three. But they kept, you know, chipping away, and the offense didn't look bad. And the other thing you got to consider is
Tyler White getting on the board with a home run.
That dude, to me, is just...
He's just filling a spot.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's exactly right. He's like liquid paper. He's just filling in a spot. But at the same time, I watched the lineup, and I think what people forget is still no Correa. You didn't have Marwin. You know, you've got guys that are dinged up right now, too. No McCann. So, you know, with the way this team is playing and still offensively hitting the baseball, minus a couple of players, too, they're all right.
Hey, good news. Tucker threw a guy out at the plate. Little BB.
Well, he did. But you saw his first throw? His first throw looked like it was going up in the press box. But they're right. I mean,
what was the launch angle? How quickly did it get out? Put stat tracker on.
And then
on
Blummer's trying to pad his stats and goes, well, it shows he can make adjustments on the fly. That was great.
The exit velocity of the one he just launched was not good.
But he's like Kyle Anderson that was with the Spurs, just signed with the Grizzlies. I forget what they call him, slow-mo or whatever.
Yeah,
everything he does looks like he's deep chill.
Smooth, yeah. It reminds me of Robinson Cano a little bit. Not as
true.
Not as smooth, but never seems to be in a hurry, a rush, panicked, or You can. He doesn't even look like he's nervous. I'm sure he is because he's a kid, but he just looks like he knows he belongs in the big leagues.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's pretty impressive, the poise that he has. I'm guessing this is Dimitri because somebody said Danny Pedrosa announced he will retire after this year. Does he belong in the Hall of Fame? I was curious what you thought.
I mean, look, I don't think a lot of people analyze the Spanish Grand Prix of motorcycle racing all that often. But at the same time, when you look at the stats and you look
jerk.
At what
Stop
he's done,
you
even at
up.
32
you
years
Googled
old, I think the guy has to
it.
Be extremely qualified and considered.
I hate you. He knew that when we got that text, he went, and this is why I don't want him in the text. He went and read that, completely ruined everything
Wait,
by Googling.
So it ruined the fact that you were going to try and embarrass
I was
the crap out of
no,
me on
I
the
just
air.
Wanted to see what you would say. That's the fun of it. Like,
who
just
doesn't know
see-
Danny Pedrosa. I mean, this dude.
I Googled it. I spelled it D-A-N-N-Y, like, with an S, and it was a complete disaster.
Nick with Danny Ponderosa.
And it was a complete disaster.
All right, you're a cheater. We're not playing that game anymore.
Promise?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Cheating.
Barry's mad because he wasn't able to make you look bad, Joel.
Right, no, exactly right. That's what I said.
That's the bit, though. That's the bit. How many times have we done that with a sport? We've done it with archery. With
Major League bow hunting?
Bow hunt, yeah.
Cricket?
And you just completely crapped the bit by actually
no.
looking up facts.
There's been times that we both killed it when
you
we got
looked
called
up
out
facts.
On those.
I don't know what the comedian of the day is tomorrow, but if do they have to have a Houston tie? Tony Baker is hilarious. I think you would enjoy him. Yeah, they have to have a tie to Houston somehow. Either be performing here this weekend or...
I mean, I didn't know that was official, but you make the rules, so...
Yeah, no, I that's the whole point that I wanted to do it, was to feature... Houston comedians.
Tell that person
there's plenty of them.
Tell that person that we can't consider that, but they can text back and try and suggest bits we should do and songs we should play.
No.
Robert
Tomball said, "Well, at least when your buddy texted about being caller five, you know that the interns are giving out the number. There's validation.
Point.
Yeah, because remember we've had disgruntled listeners like they just hung up on me.
Well, very savvy listenership,
who's,
Robert.
Who's the intern today? We need to give them credit.
I don't even
unless it's Shane."
Oh, I forgot his name. Hold on.
Now, Shane, I saw was in here. He might be producing something down the hall.
That's not Shane. That's wrong. That's wrong
an, no, that was former intern who's now producer Shane.
But no. Is his name Shane?
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about Shane, the Red Raider with the creepy
intern
mustache.
Travis.
It's Travis. Tell
and
Travis.
He's bigger than all three of us.
Tell Travis I said good. Well, I don't care about that.
Whoop your ass.
No, that doesn't affect me
he's
one way or
the other. Taller and bigger than
But
you.
Tell him I said good job. Now, we've validated that he was doing a good job. So
we all know Barry doesn't talk to interns unless he's mad, Nick. So you go tell him that he did a good job.
I will do that.
No, all because right. Normally I'm like, bring him in here. And when I go pee, I'll knuckle bump him on the way and tell him good job. But just let him know. Well done. I know he's listening. Well done, Travis.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so we got 1 hour in the books. We've got 2 hours still to go of the big show, and we'd love to have your participation. So we always encourage you to pick up the phone and either text or call 713-780-3776. That's the HRNP listener line. You can also reach us on Twitter. Hour number two is on deck. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.